Okay. We're missing two or three commissioners, but we're going to go ahead and get started. Excuse me. The good news is, looks like we're going to finish today. Hopefully within the next couple hours. So I'm going to hand it back over to Jeff to get us started on the process, and let's get some work done and get out of here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, before I may, I'd like to make some ex parte communication notices.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to divulge some ex parte communications. I did have discussions with BOF board directors. We discussed only procedure and where to find information on the BSEC score. We did not discuss any particular mods, and it was all information that was already posted on the BSEC, so that's not a problem. Also, I'd like to state ex parte communication. I received several letters from the tile industry, as well as from the consortium with Mr. Wiggins. So I received that information. I just want to disclose that. And I also had ex parte communication with Eric Stafford discussing ASCE 7. And I wanted to vote as a regulator. Obviously, I have no financial interest in anything. It's completely no financial gain.
Thank you, Commissioner. Okay, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we're going to start with the code administration TAC. And on the consent agenda, I don't believe that they have any. So we don't need to, there's no action needed on the commission. We'll move to the structural TAC. And first, there's general. There is a consent agenda. I don't believe there are any public comments. Does anybody from the public wish to have any pulled off the structural TAC general? Seeing none, going back to the commission, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda for approval of that particular mod?
Compton moved to approve.
Second by Boyer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
Very good. So that takes care of that one. Now we go to structural IBC. And on that consent agenda, there were requests for some to be pulled off of the consent agenda. So I'll ask if the members of the public still wish to have those pulled off.
Joe Belcher, Florida Homebuilders Association. We had 11 listed on our letter to request to be pulled from the consent agenda. I'd like to withdraw the request. And in fact, if I can, Mr. Chairman, we had a number of requests from the electrical TAC that we wanted to withdraw, requested to be withdrawn. I'd like to withdraw that letter. And we had a number from the plumbing TAC that we wanted to withdraw. I would like to withdraw that letter so I don't have to keep coming back up. So I'm saying FHBA would like to withdraw the letter requesting items be removed from the consent agenda.
Bless you. Thank you.
Is there anybody else on the structural? There was no other written. So going back to the TAC, is there a motion to approve that consent agenda as it was recommended by the structural TAC?
Compton moved to approve.
Second.
Motion by Compton, second by Goff. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Just say approved.
Motion carries.
Very good. We're going to go to the structural IRC building. Mr. Belcher has already withdrawn those from the request for individual consideration. Any additional public? Going back to the TAC, is there a motion to approve that consent agenda as recommended by the TAC?
Compton moved to approve.
Motion by Compton, second by Goff.
Discussion.
Where's the discussion?
Commissioner Compton.
Gerwig. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, there's also three of them requested regarding the residential cost work group as well, too. I didn't know if he was trying to put everything together or no.
This is Mo Madani. Comments from the working group. Mostly these are flood resistant requirements, and there is some noted comments that these additional cost of construction.
And Mo, we put that list there to just flag it, flag it for attention by the commissioners when doing the review.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Yes, Commissioner Compton.
So is there any requirement for us, or does my motion stand?
Your motion stands.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Next one is structural IEBC. There were no requests from the public, unless there's any now. I'll go back to the commission. Is there a motion to approve the tax recommendations?
Compton, move to approve.
Motion by Compton. Second by Goff. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, the final one is structural administrative, and in this instance there was a request to have it pulled by Commissioner Swope, have one pulled off of that consent agenda. So
is this going to be the same? Obviously, this is the same one as was pulled from the roofing.
It's the same exact
same
one. It comes up first here, so we can dispose of it here just as easily as in the roofing.
Okay.
Since it comes up first. Do you wish to have that pulled?
Yes, please.
All right. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on that?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead.
Do we get to say now whether or not we oppose that so it goes to a vote, or are you getting public comment first?
I'm going to get public comment first.
So the way it works is we take public comment on whether to pull it first, and then we come back for the Commissioner Swope will say, I want to pull it, and then we'll take the vote if someone's opposed to it. But the first step is to let the public comment on why they think it should be pulled, that it meets the criteria. The second one is if it does pass to be pulled, we'll take public comment on the technical merits of what it is. So again, you have up to 3 minutes and no rebuttals, and you'll start with Mike.
Mike Silver is the Florida Roofing and Sheet Metal Contractors Association. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. We asked this to be pulled. I was at the roofing tack when this came up, and even though this is on a structural issue, I assume it's okay for me to talk about what transpired in the roofing tack. One, we were under the impression that any of the mods that had overlapping provisions would not be moved forward. When we got to the meeting, we found out that was not necessarily the case, and I apologize, that was probably my misunderstanding. So we were not prepared to argue the pros and cons of adopting ASCE 716 at that meeting, not knowing that it would come up. We think that it's very important, the information that's provided, that if there's a cost impact, that there has to be something provided from the proponent to explain what the cost impact of the adoption of ASCE 716 would cause. It had not been adopted at the ICC level, and nor was it considered before it was submitted to the TACs for their approval. And we feel that that was one way or the other not quite the right thing to do. The consideration of ASCE 716 was put together with a group of 897 other reference standard changes, some of which are very simple and are easy to handle. ASCE 716 for the state of Florida is not a small item. In our opinion, it should have been pulled from the reference standards and handled as a separate item. It was not, and that's where we have some concerns, is that it was approved as part of the overall reference standards amendment, and we think that it didn't get full consideration because of that. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mike. Other public comment on this particular one, on why it meets the criteria and should be pulled for individual consideration?
Good afternoon. Amanda Hickman with the Hickman Group, and speaking on behalf of the single-ply roofing industry, SPRY. We agree that this item should be pulled from the consent agenda. I understand, you know, it's a large omnibus proposal that's updating a great number of the reference standards in the codes. However, with respect to ASC E7, 2016 edition, there are a lot more implications to that. And from SPRY's point of view, we are concerned with cost. We're not at all clear of any studies that have been conducted specifically for the state of Florida. We're concerned that the allowed product types, once this would come into play, would be greatly reduced in the state of Florida, which can significantly increase the cost, and we'd like that to be further evaluated. This is a very significant change just because it's a strike-through of a two-digit number and an underline of another two-digit number. It has a lot more implications, and we really like the full process to be able to evaluate that. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda. Yes, sir. Whoever's next.
Tim McQuillan with the Asphalt Roofing Manufacturers Association. We're not absolutely opposed to the ASC E716, but we do believe that there's more time needed to get a number of standards that are tied to it updated, in particular for ARMA, the Asphalt Roofing Manufacturers. ASTMD 7158 is the wind resistance of the asphalt shingles. We do have a ballot to update that to reference ASC E716. However, that's going to take some time, and that's what we're looking for. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Lorraine?
Hi, Lorraine Ross, Intech Consulting, representing Dow Performance Building Systems. Dow is a manufacturer of roof tile adhesives that have been used here in the state of Florida for over 20 years, including the high-velocity hurricane zone, have product approvals for that. I just want to put a couple of items on the table. As to the ICC process, and I participate maybe too much in the ICC process itself. And ICC has a policy, it's number 28, that addresses how codes are updated, and there's a section there dealing with the reference standards. With respect to updating of reference standards, it's done administratively, you heard that, but what ICC does is they send a letter to the standard setting organization and ask if they want anything to be updated. In this case, ASC E7, along with, and there were several hundred, you've probably seen that full ADM 94, that were slated to be updated. At the first hearing in the development of 2018, ASC E7 was taken off. It was kind of like pulled, kind of like here. It was a floor amendment that passed. And that amendment was to keep it at ASC E7 10. Now, there's a second phase in the ICC process, and public hearings and public comments, rather, were filed by interested parties. One of those public comments came from the National Association of Home Builders. Gary Ehrlich, who is their structural engineer, was supporting keeping ASC E7 at the 2010 edition. And his concerns, and I can read them, I don't want to take a lot of time here, but his concerns had to do with the fact that overall, you're not going to see much impact from a wind perspective, except in hurricane-prone regions, including Florida. So he was concerned about this and looking forward to more information about how it would be impacted. Another public comment came in from ASCE itself, and that public comment was, of course, encouraging the adoption of the 2016 version. But I want to read to you what ASCE did supply, and this is available in the monograph that's listed under ADM 94. It's a public comment. Let me see. I think it's number 15. And it says, wind pressure coefficients for low slope roofs less than 60 feet in height changed significantly between 2010 and the 2016. In most of the U.S., this increase is offset by the reductions in wind speeds described above and results in no net cost impacts. However, significant impact does occur in hurricane-prone regions within 600 feet of the shoreline, wind exposure D, where wind pressures on roofing can increase by nearly 40%. And then they start talking about construction costs, but there was nothing more said about it. And keep in mind that the I codes are model codes, and it's given that adopting jurisdictions look at the impact of these changes on their particular jurisdiction. And I submit to you that the increase from ASC 10 to 16 has not been looked at either from a technical perspective or from cost increases with these huge increases in pressures. So I'd ask you to support the motion to pull it and send it back to the TAC for more information. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. Folks who are going to speak, please queue up because we'd like to get through public comment. I'm sorry?
I'm trying to see if these guys are in support of pulling it off the agenda or opposed.
Yes, my name is Rick Olson, and I'm president of the Tile Roofing Institute. We represent all the concrete and clay roof tile manufacturers, plus we have the associated members that include all the fastening systems and underlayments. We also have a good majority of the large major contractors that play in the Florida market as part of our group. I'm here in support of pulling the item, in support of what FRSA has said, what has been said by SPRI and the other organizations. We've been working collectively to show that one, we don't believe that it's been followed through to the extent it should have at the TAC for getting the cost estimates. We also would like to see additional look at the need for why this has to occur. We've been doing battle with this since it started coming out of ASC 7. It was not a unanimous decision there. There was no real industry stakeholder ability to be in that process. As you heard Lorraine say at the ICC, it went through where it went back, came as a floor motion. The concern we see out there is it's a huge cost impact. When we looked at it at ICC, we're looking at countrywide. Florida is a high wind zone as we look at those wind maps. And if you've had a chance, we submitted several letters. I won't go into it. We asked seven questions of cost estimates that really need to be looked for what the confusion it's going to create. I'll speak only to steep slope applications. In a hip roof design, it's going to move the number of roof zones up to where you're going to have to look at six different roof zones. The confusion and cost there has to be recognized. We're not enforcing what's out there. To complicate it more is going to be a huge cost. The second thing is we don't see the need. We all worked hard after Hurricane Andrew to change the standards. They were changed in 98. The hurricanes, we had to wait till 2004 or 5 to see the effects what was out there work. We've argued all along we do not see the need for why this is being asked because there's not failure in the field. The other thing is, and we've raised it since day one, if it raised in the mind of the engineers and academia the coefficients for the pressure side, then correspondingly the wind side should have gone up, and it doesn't. And unfortunately, every roofing product other than asphalt shingle is on a pressure uplift basis, and asphalt shingle is not, meaning they get a free pass on this. That's not right. And the final thing is there are products out there that work and systems that work that you're about to eliminate. They have product approvals. They've been in place. They've performed. You're going to remove them from the market as a viable option. So we would ask support of withdrawing this.
Thank you. And I would request, based on our process, that if you have agreement, state agreement, and then add new points, it's not necessarily to repeat the same points. Yes, Commissioner?
As it pleases the chair, I'd like to ask that gentleman one question. Yes, sir. I wanted to ask if what drove the increase in wind speed in 7-16? Was it tornadoes?
No, we're not sure what drove it. When they did for flat roof, they found that they felt the coefficient in a couple areas left out of the grid went up a little bit, and it's called the coefficient is GC sub P. So they also felt that construction practice may or may not have eaten up part of those safety factors. So to be more conservative, they raised the factor. And I can tell you in the roof corner areas on steep slope, at certain roof pitches, they raised that pressure over 200%. That's a sizable amount when you're talking about how do we fasten and allow roofing materials to be in compliance with it. So the driving factor was really looking at flat roof, and then it was across the full table.
Thank you, sir. Okay, again, you know, if you're in agreement, state agreement, and add your new points and say who you are and your representation.
Wade Shepherd, I'm in agreement with pulling the standard from the codes, at least to delay until there's been due diligence by the commission to really understand what the impact is to the industry. I work for Boral Roofing. We're a leading manufacturer of concrete and clay tiles in the state of Florida and across the United States. We also manufacture many other roofing products as well. Stone-coated steel, composite roofing. We also provide underlayments and many different roofing components. And this change from ASE 710, which has been proven to perform well with many of the products, with the product approvals that are out there from our products and many others in the industry, is going to make some significant changes to these uplift pressures, as discussed, that will have a significant impact. And I don't want to belabor the details, as they've already been discussed. Additionally, we'd have to retrain the extensive workforce that's out there that's going to be responsible for implementing the changes, installing the roofing products to meet these new codes. And the reduction of options that are available that have been proven in the market is going to be a significant impact.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Tyler Allwood with Eagle Roofing Products. We are makers of concrete roof tile and components as well. And I just wanted to come and state my agreement with both the FRSA and the Tile Roofing Institute. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for being concise. Next.
I'm Robin Anderson with Boral Steel Stone Coated Roofing. Basically here in agreement with each of the organizations, but have been approved to give voice by both the MCA and MRA in their support.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Riku Lipelgren. I work for ICP Adhesives and Sealants, and I would like to also echo my agreement with pulling ASC 716. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, please. Cam, is that you?
My name's Cam Fentress. I'm here on behalf of FRSA, and I would just like to point out that the fiscal impact of this is what's crucially important, and we think that the law requires the commission to look at it. I know there are times when you don't have to do a detailed analysis, but in this case, we absolutely think that's necessary based on the testimony that you've heard so far. We think that the materials, we think that the availability of materials, the feasibility, the possibility that you're going to shut out some currently available materials, that's going to have a cost impact. And we think the training, the workforce provisions of this are very important. We urge you to go ahead and pull this and send it back to the TAC, because it really needs very serious and detailed consideration.
Thank you.
Manny Oyola, Technical Manager, Eastern United States for Eagle Roofing Products. I'm in support of the TRI's position on this.
Okay. All right. So you're on the other side of the coin, so to speak. Very good. Go ahead.
Eric Stafford, representing IVHS, and I'll try to address most of the comments. For one, obviously we're opposed to this being pulled. We did have a discussion about this in the TAC, and I think you know, those of you who are on the roofing TAC and the structural TAC, we spoke at length. In fact, that's ASC's, when this code change came up, that's what we talked about. We talked about the update to ASC 7, not the other standards that are on there. We had a lengthy discussion, and I'll remind you, we talked a lot about today about the latest and greatest and moving forward. I mean, your experts, the structural and the roofing TAC, approved this, this discussion came down to ASC 7. They approved this, the structural TAC, unanimously. The roofing TAC approved it 6-1. Now, this has been, you know, this thing has been debated. I'm not sure what, you know, some of the comments were a little bit off, I think, because I went back and looked at the monograph as far as the ICC amendments, and ASC 7 was not pulled off by a floor amendment. I mean, there was a public comment recommending that it did, but it was approved. It was approved at the committee hearings and then ultimately at the final action hearings. A couple of things about the loads. I don't know where the 200% on the corner zone's coming from. I have no idea. Loads are going up. That's what the science tells us. Florida has been a leader in wind provisions, and in fact has been leading ICC for many years. Okay, the science we say we're going to go by what the science says. Well, three cycles ago, the science said loads are going down. Okay, everybody remember ASC 710. It was confusing with the new wind speeds, but wind loads went down everywhere. 30% in Jacksonville, about 12-13% in Dade County, 27% in Tampa. Okay, nobody had a problem with it then. Okay, as far as the flat roof coefficients go, for zone three, which is that corner zone, which is the highest loads, zone three is going up 13.52%. And they came down about the same amount three cycles ago. I don't understand how products are no longer going to be available. It was interesting, one of the speakers brought up hip roof. Well, interestingly enough, hip roof loads are actually going down. Okay, this is what science does. It looks at it surgically, and where it leads us is where we go. Hip roofs loads are actually going down for slopes between 7 and 20 degrees, depending on the aspect ratio of the building, anywhere from no change at all to a 28% decrease in the corners. We're talking about the corner loads here. On zone three for hip roofs from 20 to 27 degrees, loads are going down about 21%.
It's time, Eric.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get our next commenter. Okay.
Eric, he mentioned an increase in the steepest slope of the hip roofs. Is that going up on steep hip roofs?
Is going up on steep from 27 to 45 degrees. Well, actually, for hip roofs, it's not going up at all. ASC 7 did not even address hip roofs above 27 degrees, so you really can't even make a comparison for above 27 degrees. But from the 7 to 27 degree range, the loads are going down.
All right. Next commenter, please.
Andrew Levenstein, Florida Structural Engineers Association. We are in opposition to having this item pulled for several reasons. First of all, this is coming down to ASC 7. There are hundreds of reference standards in here that need to be updated. And it is the very definition of item F, which is the latest industry standards and design, of which ASC 716 is one of them. Second of all, there's more than wind in ASC 716. There's many design provisions, all of which need to be updated. And to echo Eric's comments, I know several members of the of the ASC 7 Wind Committee. They did extensive research, especially into the flat roofs area, to develop these new coefficients. What I would encourage is to not withdraw this, but in addition to maybe during phase two of this process that starts in November, is to maybe look at maybe modifying the coefficients for Florida or developing a Florida-specific wind maps that would address some of these concerns.
Thanks, sir. All right.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Gaspar Rodriguez. I'm with Miami-Dade County. I'm also on the roofing TAC. Again, I want to agree with everything that Eric said. So if you want to put his text in all caps, it would help out. I wanted to address two other issues. Who's the proponent? So they asked, who's the proponent? The opponent seems to be the industry. But the proponents, like Joe Crum, I believe, said, it's for himself, his family, the citizens here. I mean, we want to be able to, after Irma, we don't want to be traveling out of the state. We'd like to shelter in place, stay home, feel we're safe in our home. And I think that's the proponent. The industry issues, again, I've done back of the napkin estimates. All we're talking about is increased pressures, which means almost every roofing system can still be used. It's going to need enhanced fastening. You need more fasteners. The 200% increase is, I don't think, is correct, but we can talk about that later. It's more in the 40 to 80% increase in pressure, which would mean you'd have to increase your fastening by that much. Again, there's a bunch of very educated and experienced people here. If you're talking about even doubling the amount of fasteners you're putting on a roof, that's going to increase the cost of a roof 3%, 4%. If you have a $10,000 roof and it costs you $400 more, you know, and you guys say, no, let's not do that, I'm pretty sure we're going to be paying that in insurance premiums down the road. Because, again, that's one of the things ISO is going to look at. Somebody said about it needs to be the current ICC code or its equivalent. I think if you take out on Florida, which we're after, wind protection and water intrusion, if you take out the wind out of it, I think ISO is going to have an issue with that. That's what we're all about. So, again, they talk about that they don't have enough time.
30 seconds.
We have an experience back in Miami-Dade where we outlawed shingles if they weren't tested to a certain pressure, to a certain wind speed. They said, we can't do it. We said, we're not going to let you install them. Two companies tested their shingles. Those two companies tested for a while, and the other ones couldn't be used. In about 9 months, they tested out, and all their shingles were approved to be used. I think 2 years is more than enough time. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Next person, and then let's go back to the commission for a vote on whether to pull it first. No rebuttals, Eric. You know the rules. Go ahead.
Good afternoon again. George Wiggins, City of Winter Park and BOAF. We'd generally recommend that you would not pull that and push it forward. I have a procedural question, though. Who is the proponent, though? If the committee, if it fails to be withdrawn and it goes forward, you say it goes to the TAC, what happens in the next phase? Who is the proponent? We would strongly favor that there be a cost estimates prepared on behalf of the roofing industry, and I understand the greatest impact is on tile, but how does that work as far as...
So what you...
This went to a committee, and if it's not removed, then it goes forward to what, the TAC next spring?
It's been approved. It'll be approved. And then when the code cycle, if it opens up, then anyone who wants to try and modify it or withdraw it, they'll be able to submit a modification. And with their modification, they'll bring in all of those supporting those documents then. But if this stays on the consent agenda now, or is voted, it will be an approved mod. The commission will have approved it for inclusion in the update to the code in 2020. It'll be an approved mod.
So then, would it go back before the TAC next spring?
Not unless somebody tries to change it or to have it stricken.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to go back to the commission. We've already heard from the public.
Is that a rebuttal?
No.
Eric, is that a rebuttal or is that... okay. All right, 20 seconds on them.
I misunderstood Lorraine's discussion about the ICC process. I thought she said a committee action removed it off the agenda, but it wasn't. It was an assembly action. We can debate the merits of that, but so that's what she was talking about. I didn't want to make it sound like she was, you know, saying something untrue up there. That's all the correction is. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Eric.
Very good. All right. So we're going back to the commission. Does any commissioner wish to pull this for individual consideration? Commissioner Swopes first.
A couple of things that were brought up that were happened, didn't happen. We met the day, I believe the day after the structural attack met. This entire reference standards package was put together in front of us. We had an issue with ASC 716 at the time. We were told that it was a list of reference standards that they all had to be brought in at one time, or they were all going to have to be turned down, and then that was going to create havoc with the fire, the electric, the plumbing code, all the above. I think that if nothing else, the debate going back and forth is a reason why this specific standard needs to be pulled out and sent back to the TAC and be discussed on its own merit as is, and you go through the proper channel that every other code mod has to go through as far as a fiscal cost impact. The idea that, you know, granted, I'll give you certain roofing systems, upgrading your fasteners by 30-40% is nominal, but in other roofing systems is massive. And I understand that it's an entire, you know, it was pushed forth as an entire blanket, you know, package with all the reference standards, but and we were not able to pull this one out at the time because it was all or nothing, which I didn't feel right then. That's why I was the lone person that voted against it, and I feel it should be pulled now as well.
All right, so does any commissioner object to having this pulled for individual consideration? Commissioner Schock?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Jeff, through the chair. I have a couple reasons why I oppose it being pulled. One is this standard wouldn't go into effect for two more years, so there's time for the industry to respond to any need. The ASC 7 changes are supported by science, which Eric alluded to. And not only are they supported by science, but they've sort of been confirmed over the last couple of years. We've heard information from the University of Florida over the last couple events that we had, which didn't even meet half the design load and had many roof failures as well as siding failures. So that kind of indicates, too, that what's out there now is insufficient. And the final item, ASC 7 has more than just wind loading in it. A new Chapter 6 in ASC 7 addresses tsunami loading. And I'm not suggesting that Florida has a tsunami problem, but it is an NFIP issue, which is a concern. And Chapter 5 has flood loading, and flood loading is a real Florida issue, and again would affect NFIP, and I think we'd be obligated to carry this forward anyway. So they're the reasons I have for wanting to not pull this.
Okay, so here's what we need to do. We're going to need a motion from Commissioner Swope to pull this, a second, and then a vote on the motion, which is to pull it. If it gets 75%, it's pulled. If it doesn't, it's not pulled. If it is pulled, then the commission can discuss whether they want to approve it or not approve it, as the case may be. So first is the motion to pull from the consent agenda. Brian?
I'd like to make a motion that this mod is pulled from the consent agenda for purpose of TAC discussion for ASC 716.
All right. We have a motion. Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Flanagan. Any discussion?
Discussion.
We'll go Bassett and Gerwig. Commissioner Bassett.
Mr. Chairman, most people on the commission weren't around the last time we discussed ASC 7, but that was back when we first brought the code into place, and there was a lot of discussion about the panhandle and whether they should be in or out of a zone up there. We ended up passing the ASCE 7 and accepting it. Then the legislature turned around and modified it to where the panhandle didn't have to comply with it. And then they came along and we ended up having to have a study from UF on what effect the wind had on with the trees in an area and whether the trees blocked the heavy winds and helped the houses or not. And then we turned around and the legislature went back and modified it back to what the original was. And all that time, we could have just stayed with it when we first put it in. So this sort of discussion sort of reminds me of what we went through back then.
Mr. Gerwig.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick question. Commissioner Swope's motion was to pull it for purposes of the vote. So all this is theoretically doing is approving the other mod that was included with this package and pulling the ADM 94-16 for an individual vote for the commission. That's all it's doing. It's not sending it back to the TAC. Is that correct?
Yeah, so what all this would do is if you approve this motion on the table is to pull it from the consent agenda. Then we would approve the consent agenda as amended, which would only leave the additional mod on there. Take the vote on that and go back and individually discuss this motion. For what Commissioner Swope wishes to happen, is the commission would pull it and take no action, or if the vote is required, they would vote it and it wouldn't achieve the 75%, in which case it would not be approved now either.
Okay, so assuming Commissioner Swope's motion is approved today by the commission, the very next commission action is going to be to take up ADM 94-16, correct?
After we approve the consent agenda as it's amended, yes, that's correct.
Very good, Jeff, and I just have one further question. Assuming that we pull this particular amendment, this would be a one and all. So if we approve this one in the next action, would mean that, you know, all the reference standards comes through as needed. However, if we, our only choices is to take the whole list or lose the whole list. Is that correct?
Yes, there's no amendments to anything in this phase of the process. You take the ICO change as drafted or not. If it needs to be revised, it should be brought to the second phase.
Very good. I'm acceptable to pulling it for a point of discussion, and we'll just see how the next action goes. Thank you.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Any further? Yes.
So,
Commissioner Swope.
We're kind of back at the same situation that we were in the roofing tag, to where it's either all or nothing. Am I able to make a motion or modify my motion to where we're simply taking the ASCE 716 out of that, or does it have to be all or nothing to remove and then to resubmit?
I can address it. If you wanted to address it, it's fine. It's up to you.
Well, I think that there might be two issues. There's the sort of practical matters of how this all intertwines with the code, and that would be something I would leave to you, Mo. With respect to whether you can modify a provision of a reference standard, I know that in general for the I-code provisions, we're taking them either as is or leaving them. I do believe that with a reference standard that you could go within this phase one of the process and modify it. There, within 7C, it does give authority, or at least it envisions that reference standards or criterion might require amplification or modification to be appropriate for use in the state. And so in the special case of reference standards, I do think that there would be legal justification if you wanted to do that. The alternative would be sort of within the larger framework of how we've been doing things, that a possible path for inclusion would be to include this standard as it is now and then modify it in Part 2, but not below what the current wind requirements are. But as far as the practicalities of that and how that works and how it's all intertwined, I'd have to defer to Mr. Madani.
Yeah, I think really this came up. First of all, as was stated, ICC, when they put together a code mod for reference standard, they lumped together all the codes, the standards as one code mod. So that's what we said. You know, the process can only go up and down. We don't amend really the code change. You know, ASC 7 2016 is the minimum structural design standard that's used not only for wind, it's used for other aspects of the design for buildings. We have a bunch of code changes that were approved. You just approved those that correlate to ASC 7. You just approved those. So now you come in and pull this standard out and not approve it, you're going to have a lot of hanging fruit there. Code mods that was approved, that's correlating with ASC 7, that's not really, does not drive with what you're going to do here. My take on it at this point is to, do the work on this standard. If it's the concerns about the component cladding load for roof and all that, is to focus on that during the step two. It's right to really propose the code amendments, but let it go through, because otherwise you have to go back and mainly invalidate all those code changes.
But the comment was made, and before we took the vote to push back and forth, whether they're going to push Matrix 2 till the next process, whether it was passed today, is going to be passed and considered to be passed by the commission. So we're either going to figure it out now or we're stuck with it.
This is different.
Right.
This is kind of tied together with other code mods that has been approved just a minute ago.
So anybody could make a proposal, even if the commission recommends approving this now, it still doesn't go into effect until 2020. During our next phase, you can make a proposal to revise a portion of it or any of it that you want to, and it will automatically go to the TAC for full consideration at two meetings and then to the commission ultimately in October. So it's not a done deal. It means that somebody's going to have to propose the change that you want to see specifically.
I don't think anybody minds making the code mods. I'm worried about it being stuck. And that's where it seems like it's been an all or nothing thing where it's been intertwined and been accepted before it was voted on.
I don't think you're stuck.
But what I'm saying is, it seems like to me that the mods that were made, they were approved by their tax, were approved with 716 before 716 was approved. And it's affecting an industry, and now we're kind of stuck with it.
You have an opportunity to correct under step two if you feel like things need to be adjusted. I think I would.
So during our normal code cycle, people can propose amendments to language.
Well, right.
Okay.
And Commissioner Swope, if we have a conversation here and the commission does decide that they want to not approve this standard, we might have to go back and look at some of those structural amendments that were approved. So, but that's something that we have the ability to do. Things are not stuck in stone. We can move back if that's what the commission wants to do. But if they decide to move forward, then the modification route seems to be a reasonable route to go down.
And the motion is whether to pull from the consent agenda. That's the only thing we're actually supposed to be discussing right now. If it gets pulled, then we can further debate the technical merits of it.
Two questions, Commissioner Flanagan, and then Gerwig.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thought, and I seconded Brian's request, I thought by just pulling it, it would be go back to the TAC, and it'll still come back to the commission. And I thought that was the game plan.
No, so
legal shaking their heads no.
So when first it has to be pulled from the consent agenda for individual consideration. If you pull it and then you do nothing, then it does go. Then it will have to be proposed for any changes to the existing standard that will then be approved by the commission. If the commission then decides to take a vote on approving, if somebody moves to approve it today again, then we'll discuss it and take the vote. If it's approved, then it's back in. If it's not, yeah. So if it's pulled off. If you don't want it, if you want it to stay in, then you would vote against the motion to remove it. That would be your easy decision. If you'd like to consider it and debate it, or you'd rather not see it in there, then you would vote to pull it off the consent agenda.
Well, we had numerous public comments. Most wanted it pulled, some wanted it left. Brian made the motion to pull. Jim doesn't want it pulled, and I thought the worst thing by pulling it, it was just going to go back to the TAC to get some financial input on what these costs were going to be.
All this pulling is doing is taking it off the consent agenda. We'll vote on the consent agenda, then we'll have to come back and address this particular mod on a yes or no. Or
thank you.
If there's no action, then there's no action when it's pulled.
Commissioner Gerwig.
Actually, if it looks like this is going to get pulled, which is fine, so I'll just defer my comments till we take up the action for approving it or not in the next action.
Thank you. Okay, there's a motion and a second on the floor. Let's take the vote. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
We'll have to take account, Mr.
Yep.
Chairman.
All those in favor of the motion, raise your right hand.
Just to pull it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 to pull it.
All those opposed, raise your right hand.
Hold them up loud and proud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The motion fails, so we go back to a motion to approve the consent agenda as it was approved by the TAC. We need that motion now.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
Compton, second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Schock, second by Commissioner Compton. Any discussion? Commissioner Flanagan.
Boy, I remember these days, because if this doesn't pass by 75%, then what happens? It just sits there in limbo?
These two are not approved at this time, and somebody will have to propose them in the next cycle.
Let's find out.
I know, but I remember these days well.
Okay.
Commissioner Gerwig.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looks like ADM 9416 fits specifically the requirements of, you know, we keep going back to the specific rules and everything. This particular section specifically meets the requirements of F for providing for the latest industry standards and design. One of the challenges with not approving this particular amendment is every other reference standard that was proposed will get kicked out and will have a difficult situation whenever it comes to phase two. So for that reason, I think this is an ideal opportunity for us to be able to accept this amendment under the provisions of F. However, because the stakeholders have raised a concern with some of the costs and some of the products and some of the installation techniques involved, especially from the roofing industry, I think that we should go ahead and just kind of approve the module as it is. However, pay particular attention on this as we move forward into phase two, because any changes to this particular standard would be one of the things that would be set up for a phase two modification. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Anyone else? Any other commissioners wish to speak? Okay, there's a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
All right, so
all those in favor, raise your right hand.
The consent agenda of TAC recommendations. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 in favor.
All those opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 17. There's only 21 members present, so it should be 16 to 5. What's that?
Yeah, she got called back to tell us.
That's why we have 21 members, and the vote, is, as I count it, was 16 to 5. Well, I count 21 commissioners. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 commissioners. And 16 to 5, I believe, is 21. So the question out of 21 is that passes by 76%. So those are approved. We move on. It made 76%, just to be official. Okay, let's move on to our next consent agenda. We can skip the roofing TAC as there weren't any on there except this one, which we just disposed of. And we move on to the fire TAC. And first is First consent agenda on fire is general. There were no public comments. Any public comments on the first general? If not, going back to the commission, is there a motion to approve the tax recommendations on consent agenda?
Move for approval. Schock, second.
We have a motion and a second. Boyer and Schock. All those in favor, or is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Very good. We move on to our next consent agenda, which was the fire safety. There were no public comments. Any public comment? All right, Commissioners, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Boyer makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Schock, second.
Schock, second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, so our next consent agenda is the IBC fire prevention. There were no public comments. Anybody from the public, any public comments? Seeing none, Commissioners, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So I have a motion. Boyer and Goff, second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Good. Next is on fire is the administrative provisions. There were no public comments. Is anybody from the public going to comment? Is there a motion from the TAC to approve the consent agenda?
Boyer makes a motion.
Schock, second.
Schock, second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, we'll now move into energy. And the first one under energy is general. There were no public comments. Seeing nobody out front, is there a motion for consent?
Motion by Commissioner Calle, second by Boyer. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next is energy is the IECC commercial. There were no public comments on that consent agenda. Is there any public comment? Seeing none.
Motion by Commissioner Calle, second by Boyer. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next is the residential. I believe that the proponents have agreed not to take those up at this time. Therefore, there is no comments pending. Any public comment? Seeing none, coming to the commission.
Motion by Commissioner Calle, second by Boyer.
Just hold on a second.
This is really a comment from the working group for RE71-16. That's really will add additional cost. That's all. It's a comment from the working group.
Right, and I guess the proponents didn't wish to make a case of it this time.
Yes, sir.
So
you continue.
You continue. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that
we do vote.
That's not Joe.
Did we already vote?
No.
Yeah, so we need to vote, yeah.
Okay. So I have a motion by Commissioner Calle, a second by Boyer. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. That's the residential energy. And now we move into the final one on energy, which is the administrative. There was no public comment on that one. Seeing none at the table, we look for a motion from the commission.
Motion by Commissioner Calle, second by Boyer. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
We move on to plumbing. Plumbing IRC would be our first one. Let Marley to catch.
Yes, the plumbing IRC. Yeah.
Okay, and those public comments were two of them were just comments from the work group, and the rest of them were from Joe Belcher, who've withdrawn those. Mo, there's one indication of staff.
Yeah.
Do we need to do anything with that? Or
yes,
not?
I would suggest that P98-15. People of the consent, because of the fact is an overlapping, should be overlapping. We already have requirements for wells construction within the plumbing code, and it needs to be really looked at.
All right, so the way the commission could do that is to pull that off of the consent agenda, approve the consent agenda, and take no action on the one you pulled.
Do I have a motion to to
amend the consent agenda.
Amend it, the consent agenda. By Boyer, second by, do I have a second to the motion?
Schock, second.
Schock, second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
And we'll just take a motion now on the consent agenda as amended.
Okay. I have a motion by Commissioner Boyer, second by Schock. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
Okay, no actions taken on P9815 Part 2. We move on to the next one. Under plumbing, which would be our plumbing IPC, there were a whole host of comments proposed.
Can you get closer to the mic?
I apologize. On the next chart, which is plumbing, the IPC, there were a bunch of comments, but the proponent has withdrawn all of them. So there's no additional public comment. We'll come back to the commission for action on the tax consent agenda. Commissioner Schiffer makes, Commissioner Schilling makes the motion, sir.
Commissioner Schilling made the motion. Boyer second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Alrighty. Our next one is the plumbing fuel gas. There's one comment from the Construction Cost of Impact Work Group, and all the proposals for removal were by the Florida Home Builders, which have withdrawn those. Seeing no additional public comment, going to the Commission for action.
Take a motion. Motion by Boyer, second by Schilling. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, the next is the IFC IEGC NFPA 54. There's only two comments from the work group. There's no additional comments. Seeing no public comment, is the commission ready to take an action on the consent agenda?
Motion by Commissioner Boyer, second by Schilling. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
The final one for the plumbing is administrative provisions. There were comments, but they've been pulled by the proponents here today. Seeing no additional public comment, going back to the consent agenda.
A motion to approve the consent agenda by Boyer, second by Schilling. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we move into mechanical. The first is on the IRC. There's only one comment there. It's basically from the Cost of Construction Impact Work Group. Seeing no public comment, is there action from the commission?
I'll entertain a motion by Boyer, second by Schiffer. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Next is the mechanical, international mechanical and mechanical. There were no public comments submitted. Seeing none at the table, come to the commission.
Boyer makes a motion. Kaye makes a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right. The next one is the IFC IMCFP, fire prevention. No public comments were offered. Seeing none at the table, we'll look for a motion.
Entertain a motion by Commissioner Kaya, second by Boyer. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
The next is mechanical administrative. No public comments were submitted. Tax recommendation consent agenda.
Motion by Boyer, second by Commissioner Kaya. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
We move into the electrical. First is the general. Public comments that were submitted have been withdrawn by the proponents. Seeing no additional comment.
Commissioner. Motion by Flanagan, second by Schiffer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next is the electrical IFC IBC, International Building Code Fire Prevention. The proponent has withdrawn their comments for removal, coming back to the commission.
Motion by Flanagan, second by Schiffer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Next is electrical under the residential code. There are several comments from the work group, and then the proponent, the home builders, have withdrawn their 76 recommendations for individual consideration, seeing no additional public comment.
Motion by Flanagan, second by Goff. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, the next are the electrical swimming pool, so we won't have to take these up twice. Those requested for withdrawal have been withdrawn by the proponents. There's no additional public comment.
Motion by Flanagan, second by Schiffer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, the next is electrical building. There's one comment from the work group, and the comments from the proponent for withdrawal have been withdrawn by the proponent. No additional comment at the table.
Motion by Flanagan, second by Schiffer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And the final one for the electrical is the administrator. There was no public comment submitted. Coming back to the commission.
Motion by Flanagan, second by Schiffer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
The swimming pool, the first one we just disposed of with the electrical tack regarding the swimming pool electrical, so there's no action needed on that consent agenda. The following consent agenda for the swimming pool is the swimming pool international mechanical code, and there was one comment from Jim Bickford. So does anybody from the public wish to comment on this particular one? All right, so it's up to the commission to decide whether to pull it. If not, then there'd be a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Jeff.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Jeff, this was just approved under the mechanical section, the same exact one. And both their tack and the swimming pool tack agreed. I think it was 7-0 in the mechanical tack and 8-0 in the pool tack to approve it.
So it's already been approved, you're saying?
I'm just saying I'm not sure why that was being pulled on this one and not under the mechanical.
It was a request to be pulled. It's not being pulled unless you decide to.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, then, yeah, it shouldn't be pulled.
Okay, so we can just, do you want to make a motion to approve this particular consent agenda then?
Yes, make that motion. Thank you.
Motion by Commissioner Batts.
Second.
By Schock. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, so the final one is under the pool is the administrative. There's no public comment. Is there a motion for the consent agenda? Commissioner Batts says yes.
Motion by Commissioner Batts, second by Flanagan. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Can you vote on the first one for pools, please?
I'm sorry?
I need to vote on the first one for pools.
It was 21-0. Is that what you meant? Or which particular one did they vote on?
This is on the electrical swimming pool.
Right, so the electrical swimming pool was done only under the electrical tack, and it was 21-0. We didn't do it under the swimming pool tack because it's the exact same agenda. So it was approved under the electrical by unanimous vote. Did that answer your question? Okay. All right. We come to special occupancy. There were no public comments under the general provisions. Seeing no public comment, we'd look for an action from the commission on the consent agenda.
A motion. Commissioner Whitehead. I have a second. Second by Boyer. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
The next is under building for special occupancy. There weren't any requests for pulls. There were just two comments from the work group. And so it's up to the commission. Do you want to take a consent agenda for the tack on this particular one? Don?
Motion by Commissioner Whitehead. Second by Schiffer. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, so the final one is the administrative provisions of special occupancy. There was no public comment. We look for the commission's action on the consent agenda.
Motion by Commissioner Whitehead. Second by Goff. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, now we need to take an action on the package, which is this procedure right here.
Okay, if there's no further discussion by the commissioners, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the package of the approved 2018 ICO changes for inclusion into the 7th edition Florida Building Code 2020. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
There's a motion by Commissioner Badori, second by Compton. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And
let's take one pass.
What else, Jeff?
Chairman, the next motion action for you is to announce when the next meeting is and then to adjourn the meeting.
You're kidding me.
Well, that wasn't contemplated because we had that earlier today, but
I'll entertain commission comments, but first I'd like to announce the next meeting focus at the December 11th, 2018 meeting in Tampa. We will focus on the commission's regular procedural and substantive issues and any needed rule development initiatives, and that's it. That's December 11th, 2018. Okay, Commissioner comments. Commissioner Schock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really have two comments. I know we've lost some of the public out there, but I really want to encourage you to participate. It was great seeing everybody here today, and you just need to kind of take ownership of your mods and try to get them in. It's, unfortunately, it wasn't exactly how I would have liked to have seen it, but it's as good as we're going to get. And again, I appreciate everybody being here, and hopefully everybody will work together and do what they need to do. The second comment, Mr. Chairman, and barring any code work in the December meeting, and it doesn't sound like there's really going to be code work in that meeting, I'm going to ask to be excused. I don't think I've ever asked that in the 10 years I've been serving on the commission, but BOEF is having a emerging technology symposium that day, and I need to kick that off.
Very good. Thank you. Let me let Tom to make a comment first.
I've just got a silly thing to ask. How many folks are planning to be around for breakfast tomorrow? Because I just want to have a count to give to the home and give to the hotel. Who are going to be staying the night? 1, 2. It'll be 7 to 8 again, what it's set for. So. Yep, because we were set to have a 2-day meeting, so we're going to stay the night, yeah. Okay, that gives me a rough idea. Thank
you. We're not having a meeting tomorrow, though, right?
Right. There'll just be breakfast in the morning.
Commissioner Bassett, I'm sorry. I should recognize Commissioner Schiffer. He had his hand up first, and then I'll go to you.
Yeah, and thank you. Well, one of the things I wanted to say is working with staff on this was a really complicated procedure, and the tools staff gave us were excellent. The ability to have that dashboard to go down to the monograph, I don't think it could have been done better. It certainly must have been done by smart people because it worked really well, and it was a really good concept. So anyway, congratulations for smarting us up with the tools we needed to make it work, or at least to make it as confusing as we did.
Thank you. Steph, thank you very well.
Thank you, Commissioner Schiffer. Commissioner Bassett?
I have a question for staff, because we all did not check out because we expected to be meeting tomorrow, so how is tonight's room rent going to be?
Your room's paid is paid for tonight. So if you want to check out now, feel free, and if they put your room charge on there, then just submit that to us and we'll make sure that that gets paid.
Okay, and if I leave tonight, I go ahead and show my leaving tonight and the time I get home today.
We had that with the tax too, and we were able to take care of it then. I think we can take care of it now too, so it won't be a problem. Just make sure you check out.
Commissioner Flanagan, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do want to wish the staff a safe trip home. Anybody heading to the panhandle, be cautious. Get home safe to your families, and thanks for everything you do.
Thank you.
Hear, hear. Well said. Any other commissioner comments? Hearing none. We did it. Good job. Good job. Thank you very much. And this meeting is adjourned.